This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning.
Okay, hello, good morning everyone. This is From the Fringes, a program about alternative provocative views.
Can't hear anything. What have you done?
Hi.
Yeah.
Kia ora. Good morning.
Okay, so we are talking today about family law reform advocates, okay? Supporting children. And also mothers and fathers. I'm honouring my father at the moment, and I'm finding that I'm going through a lot of challenges. I'm actually involved in a four-way battle against, you know, representing the Streeties, Theosophical Society. There's another issue back here that I'm dealing with, so I'm fighting on all four sides. So it gets a bit difficult. Now, the government is criminalising homelessness and poverty at the moment. And so businesses are supporting the police in moving people on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there's been a big uproar on social media about it. Haven't you seen that?
I've actually seen that. But what really needs to happen is they need to provide more homes. The council, it's essential that they work on that.
Yeah.
That's top priority. And also, secondly, we need to bring in wealth tax.
Yeah.
Because if we had wealth tax like Finland, the wealth tax pays for everything. And people are provided for with health care.
Yeah.
And so there's something terribly wrong in our nation where we are down in terms of the international recognition of, you know, the economy and so forth. So it's time for these politicians to wake up. And so I say, power to the people, power to the people.
There's got
to
be a revolution.
You say you want a revolution. You want it right now. Get off your seat. Get on the street. Yeah.
Do you know what I was thinking about that moving on homeless people legislation?
Yeah.
I was thinking it's kind of good to get rid of disorderly people.
Yeah,
but yeah, kicking the homeless away and giving them nowhere to go and threatening them with imprisonment is a bit drastic.
Yeah, because I've been there. That's just heartless. Yeah,
have you been homeless?
Oh yeah, I've been homeless. I end up in a shelter. I just needed it to get my head together.
Yeah,
but if they stop those, no, that's just heartless.
Yeah,
but this is do or die time. It's a time where you're either a slave or a freedom fighter. There's no middle ground anymore. Apparently over in France, where they had the French Revolution, you know, they brought in the guillotine. That sounds a bit extreme, but apparently it happened this week that someone was killed who was a right winger in terms of policies and so forth. So that's how strong they are about changing the system. But the grass grows long in New Zealand and people get hit again and again and they're not interested in changing anything.
Yeah.
We ought to have compulsory voting. That would deal with the situation where everyone is investing in their own future and they are demanding change, you know what I mean? But a lot of these treaties, like they're bottom feeders and they end up attacking one another. Change, there's no transformation.
Yeah, I've said it before, Jack, if they don't vote and you're a streetie down the bottom, you pretty much voted for the enemy right there.
Yeah, Jack, about 17,000 people died by guillotine and over 14 years, and it included the king and the person who invented the guillotine, so it got him as well.
Yeah, now I've noticed this week on the cutting edge when it comes to the council, you're talking about a public forum for the council, aren't you, Rod?
Well, the public forum already exists in the Local Government Act 2002. The public have to be given a right to consult. But what's happened is for the last fifth ordinary meeting, and no one has been invited to be a part of the public. And I've raised it with them, and I've said they've got 3 years to sort it out. And I'd do a big shake-up at the top at the governance level of council, the 1,400 staff. And if they're not filling that half an hour with people talking about the agenda, then we'll quietly whittle the staff back down to 700.
Yeah, so you're talking about an accountability squad with conflicts of interest under the Local Authorities Members Act. And they're talking about a rates cap at 4%. And then if you need any more money, you go to a regulator, okay? And just this week, I noticed that the dogs started howling in the middle of the night on the other side of Bishop Gaines' village.
Oh, yeah.
And they were going on and on, the dogs, for an hour.
Yeah.
So I rang up the dog control man at 2 o'clock in the morning, and some woman answered and says, "I'm a Christian and he's not here at the moment."
What?
I said, "But the dogs are barking. I want them dealt with right away."
What?
And then I went to the council yesterday and I put in a complaint. I said, "I want to talk to the person who's responsible for the library in Hillcrest because it got burnt down a year ago. And what on earth are you doing about it?"
Yeah.
You should have that library fixed. So as a public who's concerned about what the council is doing, what can I do about it?
Yeah, right? The library and the pools are the most important thing Hamilton City Council has on their books. An educated population to vote. And the second one is clean water related to the pools, Jack. So every book should have a time, volunteer time stamp from 15 seconds to 40 minutes and or 4 hours or 40 hours. And depending on which book you have a read of for an hour or a day or a week, depends on your volunteering time. And then council can organise that volunteer time right across the city. And so you go and register by reading a good book at the library.
Now, apparently New Zealand is not for sale, according to Winston Peters. I don't agree with him on everything, but a few things I do agree with him on, because if you bring foreigners who come into the country, buy up our land, and then they send the productivity or making out of that land back to their own country, in what way are they contributing to New Zealand?
Well, Jack, I wrote a letter to his party, and I said, why don't we put the $40 trillion of Crown Minerals and back every city bank in New Zealand. At the moment, that wealth is just sitting there and no one owns it, no one's claiming it, Crown Minerals. And that's what he's talking about. He wants to lock down the assets of New Zealand, otherwise it's just going to wander off.
Now, two corporations control our supermarkets. The supermarkets are owned by corporations, two major brands. There's New World and Pack and Save. And so we don't bring other interests in to reduce the price of the goods.
There's Costco now.
Yeah.
And they're building another Costco, which is kind of in a similar area to where they built the last Costco.
Yeah.
And Jack, there's a plum tree where I go for a walk with my wife, and at the right time of the season, it produces plums.
Apparently, Winston Peters has already brought up about the official language. English an official language, Maori being default language in court and sign language.
Okay. Oh.
So we know that Maori language, Te Reo, has now been accepted.
Yes.
But is New Zealand, the English language, an official language? And
yes.
People are saying we don't need to do that. But Winston Peters is pushing for a referenda to honour the English language. Now,
Jenny?
I agree with him.
Jack, the thing is, if you include Cook Island Māori, it's been here for 1,000 years. English common law since 1840 has only been here for 186 years. That's 18.6% of the time Māori's been here 1,000 years. There were 500 years of solid Māori being spoken in this country before even the Dutch arrived.
Yeah, but I still think that the British system and the English language is tied into the Westminster system and our Bill of Rights and a federal system. and a constitutional monarchy and indigenous rights. So I think we need to make both English and Maori the official language in this
country. Always thought they were.
They are. It's the two official languages at the moment, New Zealand Sign Language and Te Reo Māori. What Winston's doing is saying there's an unofficial language after the treaty.
Now, Red freedom fighter, Tino Ranga Teretanga, advocates for peace and justice. And this is my answer to what's going on with the treaties. The right wing has taken over. They claim they're the only ones who own homes and pay tax, and the rest of us don't matter. And then you've got Luxon and this two-party system at the top, which has become fascist. So my answer is revolution for this country, that people need to rise up. We need to make voting compulsory. This is an idea of here. I'm going to take us through galactic heart breathing, okay, now.
Okay.
Tino Ranga Teretanga, advocates for peace and justice, indigenous rights activists. These are pathfinder watchmen who pray and intercede on behalf of past grievances in order to cleanse and heal the land. That's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Stand in proxy and pray for the land and all the grievances.
That's a good idea.
Would be healed.
I like the sound of that.
The mystic activist practices galactic heart breathing, focusing on the earth, body and galactic heart, identifying with ley line meridian. So we breathe in, ready?
Yeah.
You're being endowed with rights by your creator.
Yeah.
Solar system jurisdiction.
Oh, yeah, bro. You're handing over here, bro.
In. And at the same time, you don't need drugs or anything.
No, you don't. This is good stuff, bro. Yeah.
With Jesus. And when you were talking before about the federal system, House of Justice, and also to do with the Theosophical Society, because we're waiting on the judge.
Yeah, well, there's already a House of Justice the Baha'is talk about in Haifa in Israel. But what I was talking about with the Theosophical Society is that you could create a Theosophical Society that has a headquarters for the solar system based in Hamilton and bring the international body under that, Jack, and you would be controlling the international body, and every planet can have its own body around the sphere, Jack. So that's a way of addressing when the court case. When's your court case coming out, the High Court?
Oh, yeah, that's coming out this week. I also have a court case going against my previous landlord or landlady to do with no heating in the place, no ventilation, mice running around and everything else. So that's coming up. And I'm submitting that to the tenancy services at the moment.
Tenancy tribunal. Yeah, because each breach of that's $3,600. Do you get that into your bank account, Jack?
Yeah, well, that's right. So we're talking about here a name of family law reform advocacy, because if we're talking about spiritual counsellors and our number one, whereabouts are we? Blue Sapphire, Reuben, Bartholomew, Celestial Men, spiritual counsellors, oracles who deliver the word, listen, reflect. Now, you're talking about, weren't you, making it family court counsellors?
Yes. So the New Zealand Suicide Prevention Trust would do would be we would hire counsellors to counsel people who are going through the family court, professional counsellors, because they need it the most.
Yeah, because you've got family law reform, but you've got to have an advocate for each person who goes through it. And, I mean, even Simon here has been through hell.
Sounds like a good job.
You had a poem or something, didn't you?
I did. It's just
cut to the quick of it.
A light-hearted little poem, so everyone just chill, man. Letting people self-manipulate themselves is called compassion. Then they run the courts, which is really a criminal organisation, who incite their clients to lie about any situation. So the corporate scavengers will keep preying on your soul and pick on your bones until there is no hope, and change the laws to suit themselves. In their dirty little secret meetings, sickness and death is all they want. That's why the courtrooms feel so cold. If you've got a raging fire inside of the against the system, I can feel you, bro. 1 Corinthians 4 verses 3 and 4 says the system is a joke. I hope these words have lifted you up. There is always hope.
So if we're talking about family law reform advocates, what would you like to see put in place then as a solution? Because you're talking about prosecution officers.
Yeah, I'm heading down the prosecution, you know, because of everything I've been through. But just talking to Jenny, yeah, I'd definitely like to be a counsellor of some sort, because you need guidance, like, you know, just running into you, Jack, in my circle of life.
Yeah.
You need people out there doing it.
What I found about the family court system is it enables abusers to abuse.
Yeah, and that's wrong. So we need family mediation. And they need to change.
Someone needs to help.
Family law reform advocates
to
change the family court from being adversarial to actually reconcile and work and support mothers and fathers.
You summed it up, Jack, because when Muldoon, and thanks for that, Simon, bought the family court in, what the normal courts are is to do with buying and selling and who owes what money and there's reward and punishment. But a family with children, there's a lot of reciprocation, Jack. So you summed it up. It's let's get away from an adversarial in the family court. So the lawyers that are trained for the High Court and the District Court, they don't go into the family court. We need another group of people to come in and be the advocates there.
Well, you're talking about solar system jurisdiction, galactic heart breathing, endowed with human rights, God-given rights by our Creator. We're talking about family law reform advocates, advocating for children and fathers. And I'm honouring my father. I want a chatbot to recognise my dad and the father line. Otherwise, we recognise the mother line. And it seems to give the woman an excuse to start attacking all the fathers and men in our own family.
Jack, can you tell us about the masculine feminine and how they go together? I like that.
You like that? Well, the woman has the animus. And the animus is more the masculine side, and it has to do with assertiveness and so forth. The male has the anima, according to Jung, and that's more the sensitive, intuitive side within him. And the answer is recognizing both are important and flowing in with one another, others' energies. The system's become adversarial. We're turning mothers against fathers, and we're making money out of people's misery. That has to stop.
That's
an evil system.
So just getting back to today, Jenny said, Rod, roll your seat up to your mic. So that was her masculine coming out.
Yes. Why can't we sort of work in naturally with one another? Now we're talking about the government is criminalising homelessness and poverty, and they're alienating these people. They want to charge them $2,000 and they want to send them to prison. And the prison is based on making millions of dollars a year out of people being criminals. So where's the change? Where's the transformation? Where's the empowering people to change within our society? So it doesn't seem to be there anymore. We've turned everyone against everyone else. That is evil, even in God's sight.
So why doesn't that meeting, everyone go to Vinny's at 12 and then have the meeting afterwards? Why do we have the meeting without Vinny's?
Right. We should teach people to walk a mile in our shoes and be there for one another and love one another as God's blueprint of the family, mothers, fathers, children. So, but people are sort of scratching their head and they're supporting an evil, a system that alienates them. It's all wrong.
Simon, that 1 hour at Vinny's, it's so dignified. You put your dollar in the cup or donation and it's dignified. Explain how that hour is dignified.
I don't know. Sometimes I don't go to Vinny's.
You're sort of talking about connection. Understanding where other people's, but if they've alienated us from one another and those people end up attacking other people because of on the street and everything else, they are doing a disservice to the community and to society.
Yeah,
we ought to change it so they have rights and responsibilities, they become responsible citizens, and we have voting that is compulsory. When are we going to bring in compulsory voting that everyone can invest in their own destiny? Demosthenes. So Tim, that is a no-brainer.
So to Mayor Tim McIndoe, we need to mention Tim today because in a sense he is the representative of all the streeties out there. So just a shout out to Tim McIndoe. It's a big responsibility.
Yeah, but he
Tim.
Needs public forum for the council whenever they have a meeting and decide on issues. They need to let the people speak on issues because they just get in and for the next year they're not listening to us anymore.
Hear, hear, Jack. Right. What do you reckon, Simon?
Yeah, well, like I wrote in my poem, their dirty little secret meetings, they just won't let us in. I know what they're up to. It's New World Order and sickness and death and murder. They're just cold-hearted liars, basically.
Now, the Lake Alice Memorial was involved, unveiled last Saturday, representing 400 lives. Is that right, Jenny?
Yeah, because I was there.
What happened?
So, what happened at the memorial?
Yeah.
Well, Erica Stanford showed up.
Yep.
And there was only a few media, Radio New Zealand, I think.
Yep.
And, the mayor of Martin and Erica Stanford and a few of the Lake Alice survivors unveiled the plaque.
Now, they talked this week on TV about ADH medicines affecting young people and they can make young people suicidal.
Yeah.
And also I visit some people at Henry Bennett and apparently one of the patients talked about getting shock treatment. Are they still doing shock?
Yeah, so ECT is still legal.
That's wrong.
Legal in New Zealand, but they can't do it on children anymore.
Now, speaking of ADH, Luke, our friend, you know Luke, subscribes.
Luke Shelby.
Yeah, he subscribes to our show.
Yeah.
He's dealing with a daughter that's affected by disabilities and he reckons it's in his DNA, the Agent Orange and the 1080. And I said he should really get an analysis done of his DNA. Like I want to have my go through DNA and ancestry to find out that not just the Germanic line on my grandmother's side, but the French line, and we're related to the King of Burgundy, who had control of Limburg, and that is in the area of Holland. And there was a 30-year religious war where they all turned on one another and 10 million people died. So I'm basically saying, I want my father's DNA so I can honour the father's line, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In my own family. So that's vitally important.
Well, Jack, I found Tim McIndoe to be truthful, and now that he's the mayor, he is also a justice of the peace, which means that he quells rebellion. And so I just wanted to say that after what Simon was saying before, because I also respect Simon's point of view as well.
I liked him because apparently he was picking up rubbish with the guys at the night shelter. And that's a good sign. Yeah, he's willing to serve the people. But I have a big question mark over who's he answerable to. Because if he joins up with Luxon again, the terrible twins at the top, and they have fascist leanings and they're pushing street people out of their, like, you know,
question, into nothingness. Question. Yeah. Why did he renege on the free parking then? He said that's it. He's just, to me, sorry, that just seemed like money a basic lie.
So we have a couple of things for the agenda, I suppose, for the next ordinary meeting. Simon to speak, Roderick to speak, Jack to speak, and Jenny to speak. So 5 minutes each, that leaves 10 minutes for two streeties.
Yeah, to speak up. And you were going to do some filming, weren't you? Sort of
filming.
Audio. Like, you know, of counselors and
interviewing them.
You're egging me. You guys are all egging me on to interview the Hamilton
I can just hear his excuse right now. Round and round the mulberry bush.
No,
guarantee it.
But we have a question. Problems with Tim.
Leo Lau.
I ain't got no problems.
And I asked you this question, Rod. Are the staff holding the council to ransom? Do we need to be private prosecutors? Because in terms of those trees, it cost $16 million, and they reckon that if they put it to tender, it would have only cost $3 or $4 million. So are they overspending, and who's holding them responsible?
Well, with you being a sheriff, Jack, and private prosecution being dusted off, before they would be able to get away with it, but they're very nervous now, and not only the council staff, but those that are private private contractors are very nervous because now they know that Jack Geland and his posse are out there and they're brushed up on the and I've Simon with their private prosecution.
I'm going to do one at the Beehive.
I've got my stallion
the
outside.
Peasants are revolting and some will lose their heads and some are more revolting than us. Until we transform the system from bottom up and get everyone voting and everyone investing in their lives and everyone working together, we are going nowhere. And that is my question to Labour, the Maori Party and the Greenies. The time is short. We have to work them together. And you need to put out policies that represent where people are coming from. More homes, capital gains tax, economy being invigorated. Stop talking about, you know, there's debt there and, you know, well, you could get us into more debt, this sort of
Jack,
thing.
Independence, Jack, 60 independents. And so I'm going to ask you, what's your conscience vote? My conscience vote is that before marriage, you've got to get written consent from all biological parents. Otherwise, no sex outside of marriage. And that should be a coalition bottom line for an independent from Hamilton West. What's Hamilton
East
got?
Freedom, justice and equality. I want to elevate the status of all people because I find this top-down, bottom-up system, that's what we need to have, because when you just get a bunch of money grubbers at the top and they're just inaugurating policies, they're all right with their two or three houses, but they've got no idea where the common people are at in this country. I think that's quite evil.
So, Jack, if two streeties have sex under the tree and they don't have biological parent consent, I'm quite happy for them to get locked up and have a $2,000 fine.
Right, you're committed to the family.
And that's why we're talking
family law reform advocacy. What's one policy you'd come out with?
A policy that I've come out with? I've just got lovely poems of freedom. Those are the poems of freedom.
The poem of the freedom.
Right, poems of freedom, that's my policy.
Yeah, because we're either slaves or freedom fighters. And that's why I like this Tinoranga Teretanga, if you like, advocates for peace and justice, Indigenous rights activists. So are we going to see more Indigenous rights activists going up to the election?
Are we going to have Simon in the district of Raglan? Which electorate are you going to be a independent in for poems? I like that. They're trying to form a coalition. They got one more person.
Are you registered to vote? Simon?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Right, right. So what area are you going to stand in?
East.
No, well, that's against Jack. Jack's already got that one claimed. Simon Upston was Raglan, so you got name recognition out in the Raglan district.
I'm just still running. I'm just your deputy for now, Jack.
Jenny, whereabouts are you going to run? Would you stand in?
What about Waikato?
No.
Tanya Waikato?
No, I'm not.
You can be up against Tanya Waikato?
I'm not standing.
Are you going to be a deputy? Okay.
No.
In the posse.
So we're saying that family law reform advocates, that would take the emphasis away from lawyers, you're saying, and give it to the people, more people's rights.
Yeah, obviously the judges come through being lawyers and usually prosecution, and then the judges come back through up that way. So there's something about a judge of 150 IQ. They're like professors with 150 IQ. They can see things that the average person can't. But with regards to people who are having an argument, Jenny, it's very difficult. And the reason that I'm an advocate of written consent from all four parents is it's not about making marriage or divorce easier, it's about making marriage harder.
Yeah, but we have to reconcile parents and help parents to work in. The current system doesn't. It turns one against the other.
And
we have to get away from that split, divide and conquer mentality and into real parents working in together, real families, real people standing up for what is right. And getting back to putting the heart back into our society with a top-down, bottom-up system that represents all people, not just a few at the top on the coalition who are taking care of their own sales, money grubbers. Because we're going into a situation in the future where AI will take over and we'll be further turned against each other.
Well, Jeffrey Douglas
we're
Young was on
time.
Here, Jack. And he said that you educate kids through school and then they get a job and they learn about life.
Mm. Yeah, so it's been good talking to you about power to the people. Say one a revolution, get out on the street and define your truth. And let's bring in compulsory voting for the future.
Yeah.
And I hope you like my new name, Family Law Reform Advocates, to support family members. Okay, so this is from The Fringes for another week. Thank you for listening.
God bless you all.
God bless you. Let's be agents of law change, registered to vote and ready to fight for truth, honesty and justice.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.